Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I'm a success mentor. I believe there are seven pillars of success: your spiritual life, your physical fitness, your emotional, romantic, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all seven areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I learned this the hard way. I've always made money. Unfortunately, I spent so much time making money that I never had time for the rest of my life. So, despite not having financial worries, I was never happy. I wanted romance, but I didn't have time to date. I wanted to be in great shape, but I couldn't find a moment to go to the gym. I wanted a more spiritual life, but I didn't meditate. That also takes time. I wanted to read great books and fill my mind with deep thoughts, but I never made the time. I wanted a great social life, not just going to work-related events. Emotionally, I was a wreck because my life was totally out of balance. Today, I earn more money than I ever have in my life, and I work only part-time. I have the relationship of my dreams. I'm in the best physical shape of my life. I'm spiritually grounded. I feel fulfilled mentally, socially, and emotionally. My life is in perfect alignment. This podcast will help you discover where your life is out of balance. My mission is to support you in achieving work-life balance so that you can have more fun and freedom in life. On my show, you will get to learn from experts in all seven areas of abundance. My guests have achieved tremendous success in their zone of genius. Are you ready to go to a level 10 in all seven areas of life? You got this.
Hi, Ron Robinson.
Hey, Rebecca. How are you?
I am so good. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant Show.
Thank you so much for having me. So excited to be with you here today.
Yeah, and it's so amazing. I met you on Clubhouse, and I can't wait to tell my listeners the story because I was actually emotional about the story. First, before I go into that story, I want to tell my listeners how incredible you are. So Ron Robinson is the CEO of a hot and trending beauty company called Beauty Stat. He was a veteran chemist for over 20 years, creating all the products we've probably used a million, like Revlon, L'Oreal, Estee Lauder, and Clinique. He started an award-winning beauty brand called Beauty Stat Cosmetics. Now, his vitamin C serum is his hero product. It's getting awards, it's getting reviews, it's the talk of the town pretty much. And it's been written up as the best of the best in the world by Allure Magazine, Vogue Magazine, the Oprah Magazine, and Harper's Bazaar. So that is incredible. Congratulations on all your success. But let's tell them how we met. So we were in a fitness discussion on Clubhouse.
That's right.
And Ron said to the fitness experts, there's a panel where you can ask fitness experts questions. And he said, I'm lifting in the gym and I see guys that are 20 years younger than me lifting a lot more. How can I increase my weights? Yep. And there was a very young trainer, not even 25 years old. And he said, Ron, can I say your age?
Yes, I'm 55. Please.
Right? So he said, Ron, I'm 25 years old. And if I'm 55 and I look as good as you do, which look at his Instagram, he looks in incredible shape. I will be so grateful. I won't be complaining that I can't lift as much weights as guys half my age. I will just be grateful to be in the beautiful health and in the shape that I'm in. And as a recovering perfectionist myself, Ron, and someone who loves to compare my insides to other people's outsides, I was really moved. And I think it's that lesson that you taught me without even knowing me, moved me to ask you on this podcast, but it's like, celebrate what you have. Don't compare yourself to people that are 25 years younger. Be grateful that you're 55 and that you're in incredible shape and having a young trainer. The guy who was young, he was like a bodybuilder with like 8 packs. Having someone say that to you, that he would be lucky to be in your shape at 55, I'm sure that was a paradigm shifter, right?
Absolutely, Rebecca. You know, it was an awakening for me being in that room and just getting that perspective. And you're right. I think a lot of us, we tend to compare ourselves too much. And we just really need to focus on our own selves and just make sure that we are feeling and looking healthy as possible. And I think that's the goal. It was just a big reminder for me.
Yes. And before we get into your award-winning vitamin C serum, which we will talk about, how has fitness always been an important part of your life? Because I teach that there are 7 pillars of abundance, and fitness is a really important pillar. So you're 55, you're in incredible shape, you've had an incredible career in the beauty business. How have you found the time and the discipline to incorporate fitness in your life?
Rebecca, it's a great question. It's super, super important for me to maintain fitness now that I'm older, more than ever, because with age comes stress. I'm growing a business that's really doing well. And not only do I need my body to be in shape in order to keep up with the challenge that I'm going through, but also I need my mind to be working healthy as well. And I think there's a clear connection between your physical health and your mental health. And my goal is to just keep both in balance and as healthy as possible so I can work and deliver my best at this challenging, you know, growth of a business, BeautyStat.
That's what I think people don't understand. They think, okay, I've got this, you know, hot beauty company. I'm, you know, my time has never been more in demand because you're in the growth phase. Now would be people would like, oh, I'll just phase out on my fitness and I'll focus more on my wealth and on my abundance. But I think that the two go hand in hand because your fitness is giving you the energy, like you said, the mental clarity and all these great things that's actually driving your fast growing business. Am I right?
That's correct. Again, mental clarity, being able to make good decisions, to think through things carefully, to be creative. All of that I get from my fitness. When I'm doing my workouts, that's when I think about, this is a good, interesting way to solve that. And that comes from the mind getting clear and functioning really well. So it's, again, critically important. I make the time. I'm a morning person. So I make the time every day to get up and move my body. And that helps clear my mind and helps me really perform at my best.
So I like that you said you get epiphanies. I like to call those spiritual downloads because you're in the zone. When
Yes.
you look out, you're in the zone. You're like in the flow of the universe. You're at one with life. You're just in the moment with your breath. You're not in the future. You're not in the past. And that's when you can get downloads. Some people get it from meditation. You get it from working out. I'm sure other ways too. So what is your workout regimen as a 55-year-old in incredible shape? How many times a week? How long? What do you do?
Rebecca, I tend to overtrain a little bit, and it's something I'm trying to work on. So
I believe that. After hearing you on Clubhouse wanting to lift what a 25-year-old can, I do believe that.
I have this thing, you know, I try to go, I end up going every day, but I'm learning to try to at least take one day off. And instead of weight training that one day, I'll do long walks or something active, but not as intense as a weight training or cardio workout. But it's mostly every day. I spend 2 hours weight training, 2 hours a day, both weight training and cardio in a 2 hour window. And then I get back to my desk and I'm pretty much working the rest of the day. So that's my only moment of real physicality, though I am trying to do some more walking in the afternoon as well. But that's really the bulk of my training is my morning workout, which is it's my whole therapy and gets me ready for the day.
2 hours, 7 days a week. So we're talking 14 hours a week of working out, and your company is on fire. So How do you break it down? Do you do an hour of cardio or an hour of weights? Like, do you do stretches? Like, how do you break down those 2 hours?
So it's pretty much an hour and a half of weight training, hour of cardio, and a few minutes of stretching and foam rolling.
That's incredible. And I really acknowledge you for making that time. And I think it is important as we get older to have some recovery days, because our body needs to kind of process and assimilate all the breakdown of the muscles to get stronger. Yeah. So I think that's awesome that you're going to give yourself, you know, at least one day a week where you just focus on something like walking or stretching or something like that.
Yes, I'm really working on that. And so far, so good.
Good. Well, if you need an accountability partner, you can check in with me, okay?
Okay. Text
me.
Oh, yeah.
Rebecca, I didn't do a hard workout today. Today was my recovery day, and I'll be like, yes, Ron, you got this. So let's talk about your career as a chemist. So as you were creating all these amazing products that we all know and love, Clinique, Revlon, Estee Lauder, were you ever thinking in the back of your mind, you know what, I'm building equity in somebody else's dream. I'm a part of somebody else's vision. One day I want to create my own brand. Was this always in the back of your mind, or did this come later in your career as a chemist?
It came later. I was always working for big companies, and I always thought that's where I'd end up. You know, I started as a chemist for Clinique and worked for other divisions of the Estee Lauder companies, including La Mer. And then I bounced around from Revlon, Avon, and L'Oreal. So many, many years developing products for those companies. And then during that time, I've always been fascinated by the ingredient vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
Great ingredient. Everyone knows it's good. It's an essential vitamin, and it has great benefits for the skin, but it's notoriously unstable. So what that means for consumers is that many vitamin C's in the market might turn brown or orange, and that means they've oxidized and they are no longer delivering benefits for you. So I worked on a way to stabilize pure vitamin C, meaning that no ugly color change, it stays pure. And I developed this vitamin C serum that's with clinical testing to deliver great benefits for the skin, but yet not oxidize, not turn brown or orange. Mm-hmm. And I launched the brand Beauty Stat based on the development of that product. And we're 2 years in, and the rest is history. It's one of our best sellers. It's one of the best selling vitamin C's on the market. We've now expanded into retail from Saks, Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom, Blue Mercury. We're at Skin Store and Derm Store. We're also at QVC. So a fast-growing brand in prestigious retail partners. And we're just thrilled and excited about where we're going. And that's kind of how I evolved my, you know, starting working for big companies and now launching and growing my own brand, Beauty Stat.
So I was reading up on you last night, and somebody came across your desk or sat across from you that you knew from your past, and they were like, hey, I found a way to stabilize vitamin C. So tell me about that encounter and how that, you know, conversation turned into you deciding to launch your business behind this flagship product of the vitamin C serum.
Yeah, so this is the chemist I used to work with at Estee Lauder. We reconnected a few years ago when he told me what he was working on. I was like, that's interesting, because I've been in the press a lot talking about vitamin C, and I think there's something there. So the two of us got together. We finessed and finalized and created this great texture formula. It's in this product here, our Universal C Skin Refiner. You can see that. And we got a great texture. We did tons of stability testing, making sure that our product stayed stable. And then the last step was to do an independent clinical test to make sure that, okay, if we stabilize pure vitamin C, does this now deliver great results for the consumer? And 4 weeks later, we got the results. I was blown away. And the results, consumers saw significant improvement in fine lines, wrinkles, evenness of skin tone, diminishment of pores, firming and tightening the skin, evening out hyperpigmentation, etc. It did it all for the skin. And based on that, I launched the brand Beauty Stat with a great team of product developers, and the rest is history.
Was the guy who said I figured out how to stabilize vitamin C, is he your business partner? Does he sit on your board? Does he work for you? What is the relationship with him now?
Yes. He works with me. He's my partner. He's our chief operating officer. His name's Jules Aquino. And we've been on a crazy rise ever since.
Awesome. When did you first discover vitamin C as a beauty superpower?
Oh, since I started in the business. So it's one of those ingredients that it's a gold standard. It delivers great results for the skin. But again, it had this big downfall that made it very difficult to formulate with until we solved that problem.
That's great. So, is it a natural product or is it mostly natural? Does it have like all the good stuff without any of the bad stuff, like the sulfates and the parabens? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, yeah, so we again, there's natural ingredients that can be good for us and bad for us. So we are just using ingredients that are safe. Our vitamin C is synthetic, and that's fine. It delivers the results unlike anything we've seen before. So we're about making sure that we keep it stable, safe, and effective for the consumer.
That's great. Let's talk about a piece of fruit, for example, because I think that's a great analogy for aging. When a piece of fruit, let's say an apple, is ripe, it's beautiful, it's red, it's shiny, it's firm, kind of like our skin. Then, as apples get older, as they get spoiled, right, they wrinkle, they shrivel up, they get brown, kind of like what an old person looks like. Their cells get smaller and they get wrinkled and they lose the clarity and the color. So how does vitamin C or your product, how does it keep the apple, which is my analogy to the skin, ripe, red, firm, without, I guess it's oxidation, right? The same thing that happens to fruit happens to human skin. How does it prevent that aging process? If you could like talk about oxidation and keeping our skin firm and plump.
Sure. So vitamin C, this is why I love it, does three things. First thing, it's a powerful antioxidant. So it's gonna protect the skin from free radical damage, which could turn it, oxidize, prevent it from oxidizing and turning brown like fruits do. The second way it works is that it helps to stimulate collagen. And that's why vitamin C is so great at helping to firm the skin as well as lessen the look of lines and wrinkles. The third thing that it does is it prevents the overproduction of melanin. So this is how vitamin C is great at evening out your skin tone, treating hyperpigmentation, and then just giving your skin that glow and that evenness that we all love and try to retain. So those are three mechanisms of how vitamin C works.
That's incredible. So there's so many people that were in your position from a few years ago, because you've only launched this brand for 2 years.
2 years now, correct?
So my motto is I help women, but people go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. So a lot of people feel they're stuck in corporate America, they're stuck working 9 to 5 for a job they hate. And they have the dream or the vision of launching a company, of creating a brand, of building their own dream instead of someone else's. What kind of advice would you give those, people who feel they're stuck in corporate America and they can't quite figure out an exit strategy?
Yeah, it's a great question. Being an entrepreneur, it's a tough road. It's not for everyone. And I think those that really feel that they have a drive to solve a problem that's in the marketplace and believe that they can really give all it takes in order to build that and create that. And solve that problem, build that dream of theirs. It takes a lot. So it's a lot of it's a lot, someone has to really do a lot of soul searching to make sure that this is the right path for them. And again, making sure that you have an idea that you think is that you really feel is really strong and that you've tested it, you've gotten feedback from numerous potential customers saying that you have a strong idea. And based on that, go for it. Just go.
That's great. So it's all about being passionate about your product.
Absolutely.
I like to tell people to be a product of the product first, because you have to sell you before you can sell anybody else.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct.
A lot of people don't have the money to invest in product development, marketing, hiring a team. So did you have a lot of money in savings? Did you get a loan? Did you start making profit right away? Like, what was the ramp up period like for you as far as investment?
Yeah, we did not. We went around trying to raise some money with just a concept. Mm-hmm. And then we got to the point where, we needed to do this clinical test to show the proof that this actually did indeed deliver results. And that really just came from my savings and 401k. So I was able to start the business, launch the business based on my own savings.
So you really went for it.
I went all in. I went all in, and the reason why I went all in is because I took the certain steps to make sure that we were checking the boxes in terms of having, patents, clinical testing results, and then testing the concept with consumers, and all of those things showed that yes, it's delivering. And that's what made me go all in, because again, I had good feedback from the various tests we did showing that this concept was strong. And that's what I recommend that all entrepreneurs do. Make sure that you have buy-in and you've checked the boxes in terms of, okay, this is a strong opportunity and a concept that could be the basis for a strong business.
So if you're out there and you're an entrepreneur, if you find a product, a good, a service, a concept that is proven, scientifically tested, that you believe in, that other people love, and you have the savings, if you have the time to invest, Ron's saying, go for it. I know it's paid off for him. So do you miss anything about your corporate job?
I don't. I don't think I could go back. I'll tell you, this is a very tough road, but there's nothing like it. The independence, the problem solving, you do it all, you have to know it all. And this is something that it would be very difficult for me to go back and work within the confines of a big company now after doing this for a couple of years.
So after being in the corporate culture for so many years, you're the CEO, you get to create your own culture. Why don't you talk about the culture that you're creating in the Beauty Stat business?
Yeah, it's a culture. It really is about making sure that the team is empowered. It's empowered. We are vocal. We're strong. All the team members were strong, opinionated. We are diverse. And those differences help build a strong business. So,
yes, I think having a diverse corporate culture is incredible. So how many people do you have working for you right now?
Well, we have 11.
So you're still totally up and coming. So you've been in this 2 years. You've had a lot of success. What was the moment that you're the most proud of, your career highlight so far, when you're like, oh my God, this is actually going to work. I'm so excited. Let's do this.
Oh my goodness. I think each of our retail launches has been really, really special. When we launched at Nordstrom, that was a very special moment. When we launched at Saks, very special. Neiman Marcus was very special. Blue Mercury. These are, we were not around a couple years ago. We're so new, and yet we are in these major retailers, and that's just great. Just super a lot of great validation for what we're doing. And being recognized and being sold and having these partnerships with such major, major retailers.
Do you have a sales and marketing person who's getting these accounts, or are you getting them yourself?
Yeah, we have a great team with Paul and Paula lead that team with me. And yes, so they're fantastic and thrilled to have them on the team.
Awesome. Well, Ron, I'm so inspired by your fitness regimen. Oh my God, 14 hours a week at 55. That is absolutely incredible. I do have a liquid collagen product that I'm going to recommend to you, because it's really important to supplement collagen at our age and working out as hard as we do. And I know collagen is everything, because one of the many things that vitamin C does is it stimulates the collagen production. So I think what you're doing is so incredible. I'm inspired by you. You know what? Your dreams do not have an expiration date if you're listening to this. Ron launched his business when he's 53. Now he's in major outlets all over the world. It's award-winning. I know Louise Hay started Hay House when she was 55. Your dreams do not have an expiration date. And if you have a dream, it's never too late to go for it. And like Ron said, he found something that he was passionate about, that he believed in, and he's taken that passion and this vitamin C serum, and it's a sensation. So I just really acknowledge you and congratulate you for having the guts to liquidate your savings on your dream. And I think it's a great example of having the courage to go for it, and it's working out, and it's working out incredibly well. So what would you like to offer the listeners to try this amazing vitamin C serum today?
Rebecca, we have four great products in our line.
Tell us.
Vitamin C serum. We have a vitamin C serum that's just universal C skin refiner. This is our best seller, but we have our vitamin C eye cream. We have a great moisture cream, and we have a great face oil, which is lightweight and gives your skin a nice summery glow. I'm offering everyone 20% off plus free shipping using promo code SUMMER20. So check us out, beautystat.com.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this show, and we're on three platforms right now, we are on Instagram, Facebook Live, and the podcast, actually four, and it'll be on YouTube, Summer20, and we'll have the website beautystat.com to try any of the products. So Ron, thank you so much for being on the Balanced Beautiful Abundant Show. We're definitely going to stay in touch. I was not kidding when I said I'll be your accountability buddy for when you have your recovery day. Go ahead and send me a Instagram message and say, Rebecca, I did it. And if you're listening to this show on Facebook or Instagram, tag a friend. If you are listening on the podcast platforms, please give us a 5-star review and share this podcast with your friends. We are a grassroots movement here at the Balanced Beautiful Abundant Show. We don't do paid advertising because we want to keep it authentic and real, and we count on our wonderful listeners to spread the word. So thanks so much, everyone. Thank you, Ron. I really appreciate your time. I know you're so busy today as the CEO of this super fast-growing company. And I look forward to seeing everyone for the next episode of the Balanced Beautiful Abundant Show. Keep your vibe high and your hands clean. And we'll see you soon. Bye.
Who says you can't have it all? I'm proof that you can. You just have to put your life into balance. Too much of anything, money, fitness, socializing, can overtake your life. When all seven aspects of your life work in harmony, you will achieve the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life you've always dreamed of. Please subscribe to hear more inspiring interviews. Is there someone you know who could benefit from this podcast? Please share this podcast with them. Please review this podcast. Your feedback will help me target your needs and plan for upcoming shows that answer your questions and feature guest speakers that can make a big difference in your life. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Feel free to DM me to book a free balance assessment call. And don't forget, stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant.